Gladewater, Texas, some 4,700 kilometers northwest of East Texas, in the town of Prince Rupert, British Columbia, Kenny Ree Hembling wanted to become a firefighter. When he asked his friends there how to do it, they told him exactly where to go, Kilgore, Texas. People who aren't familiar with firefighting might think it's strange that the Kilgore College Academy in East Texas would have such a reputation among firefighters in a small Canadian town. But for nearly three decades, soon-to-be first responders have traveled from the Great White North to the Piney Woods to get an education and returned home to serve their communities. That relationship started thanks to East Texas's Southern hospitality, and Ree Hembling got to experience it for himself. From January to April, Ree Hembling lived at the Gladewater Fire Department while attending the academy. Living at the station gave him on-the-job experience fighting fires when he wasn't in class. It also gave him a taste of American life and helped him form lifelong friendships with folks who, despite having a different nationality, aren't much different from him at all. "Living here has been awesome," Ree Hembling said. "I said to my wife, I sure do miss you guys. But you know, the guys down here, and the guys in my class, too, we had a pretty tight-knit class. They made being away from my family and three kids easier than most people would expect." From Canada to Kilgore, Ree Hembling, 31, has had a number of occupations. He's been a longshoreman in his hometown, unloading cargo containers from shipping boats along the far west coast of British Columbia. He's been an electrician and a commercial fisherman, too. But the passion to be a firefighter started to burn within him a couple of years ago. "Life's too short not to do something that you love," he said. He asked some friends at the local fire station what to do. "A couple of them are my good buddies, and they said, 'Yeah, man, I highly recommend you go do the face-to-face academy, 3 months down in Kilgore, Texas,'" Ree Hembling said. For aspiring Canadian firefighters, American academies are top destinations. Becoming a firefighter in Canada is more difficult and time-consuming than becoming one in America, said Gladewater Fire Chief Mike Simmons, a former director of the Kilgore College Fire Academy. "Canada doesn't have many firefighting academies, they're expensive to attend and the waiting lists to be admitted are longer than those at academies in the United States," Simmons said. Like other American academies, Kilgore College's academy offers one or more online or on-site classes per year. On-site classes last 12 weeks, are less expensive and offer internationally recognized certification, so firefighters can be on the job quickly, Simmons said. But there's a storied reason why Canadian firefighters tell future firefighters to go to Kilgore, of all places. The Canada-Kilgore connection started in the late 80s, when a Canadian called the academy's dean, Mike Early, to ask about being admitted. The student was accepted, and ever since then, more Canadians have attended the academy thanks entirely to word-of-mouth recommendations, said Johnny Zachary, the academy's director. Kilgore College has always embraced student success and just that warm East Texas welcoming of all students, Zachary said. The word has spread across Canada. On average, about 15 Canadians per year attend either online or in-person classes, Zachary said. Sometimes, a student is one of several to have attended the academy upon a recommendation from the same Canadian department. Ree Hembling was one of four Canadians in the most recent class at the academy. "One of the ladies that works here was on the phone with a Canadian and potential student, and they just told us that, in Canada, the word is, go to Kilgore College Fire Academy," Zachary said. Home away from home. Even though Canadian firefighter hopefuls must travel to the U.S. and live here for a few months, attending an American academy is still less expensive than a Canadian one, Simmons said. But firefighters such as Ree Hembling can work for their room and board. Some area fire departments let academy students live at their stations while they're in school. In turn, those students respond to calls with the fire department, giving the departments a helping hand, and gaining on-the-job training when they're home from college at the end of the day. Ree Hembling applied for the academy in 2024, and after he was accepted, he tried to find a local fire department to house him. He called two but wasn't able to make the arrangement work. By mid-December, he was a little concerned, Where would he stay? That's when Renee Golden with the Academy called Simmons. Then, she called Ree Hembling back and said, I've got a spot in Gladewater. Why don't you give Chief Simmons a call and have a chat with him? So, I called him up and basically said, Hey, Chief Simmons, my name is Kenny Ree Hembling. I'm going to the Fire Academy in less than a month, and I don't have a place to stay. I was hoping I could stay with your crew at the hall, Ree Hembling said. And he says, Yeah, sure, I don't see why not. Camaraderie with the crew. Ree Hembling arrived in the U.S. on January 13, and he quickly developed a rapport with Gladewater firefighters. They gave him a fitting nickname, Canada. They love the accent, which I find funny. Obviously, I don't hear it, he said. I'd say they're rubbing off on me a bit, because the other night, I was driving home and talking to my wife, and she's just like, why are you talking like that? I said, like what? She's like, you're sounding awfully Texan right now. Living at the station and getting to know the firefighters has been awesome, Ree Hembling said. Firefighters agree. Stephanie Lopez said she and her colleagues have enjoyed making fun of the way Ree Hembling talks, and he's made fun of them, too, so it was great, she said. Ree Hembling fit in well with the crew, Simmons said. He was the first Academy student to live at the department, and he did more than fight fires. He also helped maintain the station, wash and work on trucks and other less than glamorous firehouse tasks. He was well loved and did a great job, Simmons said. It's been a lot of fun. He tried to play a couple of tricks on people with speaking French when he first got here, but come to find out, Canadians, they speak the same language we do, and they're no different than us. While in the U.S., Ree Hembling has enjoyed eating lots of chicken, which is much cheaper in the U.S. than in Canada. And he likes the weather down here better than that at home. If we could have the sunshine in Canada and the chicken prices, you couldn't beat it, he said. He's also glad he won a bet about who would win the National Hockey League four-nation face-off. The U.S. faced Canada, and the team from north of the border prevailed. There's two southern boys down here that got to get the Canadian flag or the maple leaf tattooed on them, he said. Ree Hembling has appreciated the way East Texas people have treated him. Everyone's cool, he said. Some of the firefighters took him out to shoot guns that Canadians can't even own, he said. The 51st state gets brought up a lot. Not so much at the station, but more so at school, he said. They're just like, man, you got to move down here. And I'm just like, bro, I can't just move to America. They're like, oh, okay, well, just give it a bit. Once you become the 51st state, you guys will be able to move down here. Ree Hembling doesn't plan to move to the U.S. anytime soon. His wife, children and the rest of his family are back in Canada, and he hopes to join the fire department at home. After completing the academy, he and his Gladewater friends celebrated with a party at the station earlier in April, and he flew home the next day. But he might return to Kilgore College for future training classes, he said. And if he does, he'll be glad to see his friends in Gladewater. If I have to go back down there, I'll definitely get a hold of Chief Simmons and see if I could stay here and do the schooling again, Ree Hembling said. A lot of people are like, oh yeah, see you never, Canada. I'm just like, bro, why you gotta be like that? You never know, our paths might cross again. And would I come down and visit these guys? Absolutely. I'm very thankful for Chief Simmons and the Gladewater Department.